You're asking that if we pursue knowledge and want more and more knowledge, is that materialistic consciousness?
So, yeah.
Now, will that always lead to dissatisfaction? See, the problem is sometimes people think that dissatisfaction is necessary for ambition. If I become satisfied, there will be no ambition in my life. It's not necessarily like that. There can be ambition that is motivated by dissatisfaction, and there can be ambition that is motivated by the desire for making a contribution. I am happy now, but I have certain talents, I have certain interests, and I would like to make a contribution. My sense of self-identity and self-worth does not depend on whether the world recognizes my contribution or not. I am satisfied right now, but I have been given certain gifts and I want to make a contribution using that. So it is not that to be spiritual means that we have to be materially unambitious. The problem is not either progressing in the material field, whether it in terms of money or in terms of knowledge or in terms of position. The problem is thinking that these things alone will make us happy. So wealth is a means for living. But in materialism, wealth becomes the purpose for living. Then that doesn't lead to satisfaction. So certainly, if we have an intellectual side, we naturally will want to learn more, we want to explore more, research more. That's natural, that's desirable, as long as we don't neglect our spiritual side. If that search for spiritual knowledge is search for knowledge is founded in spiritual self-understanding, then there will be both satisfaction with where we are right now and contribution so that we can do more. Does that answer your question? Any other questions? Yes, please.